This is 100 at 100, Research for Our Next Century, a series of programs highlighting research on the campus of the University of Texas at El Paso to celebrate that university's 100th birthday. Today we're going to focus on Professor Jorge Gadea from the Environmental Science Program at the university. And Jorge, welcome, and please tell the audience, what is your research focus?
So my main focus in my research has been the environmental chemistry of heavy metals, but recently I have focused in the environmental fate and transport of nanoparticles in the environment. And I've been so lucky that I've been funded very nicely in the last probably 9 years, and I'm part of the largest grants in the U.S. for research in environmental implications of nanoparticles.
Tell us briefly, you talk about heavy metals. All metals tend to be heavy. What do you mean by heavy metals?
Well, what I mean is most of the metals I've been working with are, I call it heavy, because they are the ones that are toxic, like lead, copper, nickel, cadmium, zinc.
So heavy has not really got very much to do with their density. It just may coincide, but it's a sort of a euphemism for toxic metals.
Right, and knowing that you are the expert in the periodic table, I know exactly what you mean. So for the audience, usually the most toxic metals are heavy.
And what have you been doing with trying to remediate soils from these metals?
Well, we've been working in a technique which is called phytoremediation, which uses plants to uptake heavy metals from the soil all the way to the leaves. And at the end, we collect the leaves, and we hope that the site will be clean. And we've been working with copper, lead.
And so what do you selenium. Do with the leaves?
So the leaves, we take the leaves and we usually burn them. You know, we try to concentrate the metal. And one of the other heavy metals I've been working is gold and silver. But in that technique, we call it phytomining.
All right. Absolutely. That's very clever. Right. Is that actually economically viable?
Well, that's the problem that a lot of people in the world have been trying to make this method in that way, which is not. Because most of the way that is done is using some kind of chemical compounds to, you know, to collate the gold. And most of the time is a cyanide-like compound, which is toxic too.
Yeah, absolutely. Tell us a little bit about this other area of nanoparticles. Why is that a big issue?
Well, because people start using nanoparticles in the environment, like in sunscreens and everywhere, and we don't know the toxicity of these particles. We are finding now that these particles could be toxic. For example, Intel company in Albuquerque is building the new nanochip, which is going to be a 22-nanometer chip. It's a nanoparticle that is composed of quantum dots, and we don't know the toxicity of that. This microchip or nanochip is going to be completed at the end of the year of 2014, and every computer in the world is going to change.
So thank you very much, Jorge Gadea, from the Environmental Science Program at UT El Paso. My name is Keith Pannell, and this has been 100 at 100, Research for Our Next Century in celebration of the 100th birthday of the University of Texas at El Paso.